Exercises 7 through 9. I was waiting to board an airplane. The line was long and moving slowly. As I stood in a state of impatience, I watched a stewardess guide an elderly couple down the aisle. They were both large people, and it appeared as if the woman had suffered a stroke because her speech was slurred and her posture bent. A few minutes later, when I approached my seat at the back of the plane, I noticed that the same couple was seated in my row. I confess now, with some embarrassment, to feeling irritated at the thought that I would have to squeeze in next to them. But, as it turned out, my seat was on the other side of the aisle. Later, about halfway through the flight, a stewardess came down the aisle holding up a $20 bill. She was looking for someone who would change it into smaller bills. It occurred to me that I might have change, but I decided that it would be too big of a hassle to undo my seatbelt and dig my wallet out of my back pocket to search. Just after I had reached this decision, I heard the woman with the slurred speech say that she thought she had change. It was the woman I had earlier wished to distance myself from. For several minutes, she wrestled with her seatbelt and then her wallet. Finally, she produced change for the 20, and the stewardess thanked her. It wasn't until later, when I paused to review the events of my day, that I was able to fully consider the significance of this event. I recalled my chagrin when I thought that I would have to squeeze in with the oversized couple. And then I recalled my deep humiliation because it was that bent-over woman who had helped the stewardess when it would have been so much easier for me to have done so. That woman was my teacher that day, and I was grateful for her lesson in courtesy and kindness.